Well, good morning to you, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Woo! We got a full show today. I'm so excited. Today in Washington, D.C., we are a whopping 68 degrees and sunny, high 78 today. And also in Detroit, Michigan, where I am originally born and raised. Detroit, you are partly cloudy today at 73 degrees. You are expecting some thunderstorms around 3 p.m. Your high is 75 degrees. And Richmond, VA, you are sunny at 67 degrees, and your high is going to be 68. We got Jacksonville, Florida, mostly cloudy, 80 degrees, and you are going to be very windy today between 12 and 2 p.m., and you're going all the way up to 81 degrees. You're going to be partly cloudy. Dallas, Texas, you are cloudy today, 77 degrees, but you shall be clearing up around 2 p.m. Your high is going to be 86 degrees. And London, oh, I had such a great time meeting with my London friends. It was so great. They're on a professional soccer team. So handsome, so cute. I had such a good time. Shout out to England, to London, to Australia. London today, you are mostly cloudy and you are 59 degrees and your high is going to be 59 degrees, but you're going to be peeking out some sun. Los Angeles, you are sunny and 59 degrees, and your high is going to be 78 degrees, all sunny all day in the sunshine. City of LA, Atlanta, Georgia, you are sunny and 70, and your high is going to be 79. All right, you guys, well, now that we got the weather out the way, I want to give credit where credit is due to one of our sponsors. I love her, Dewan. She is from Dewan. Salon Dewan, and she has a mobile shop, the Glam Shop, and it is all over the DMV area. But anyway, she is so amazing. She does my hair. I love it. Okay, here in the DMV area, you need to call her. You can choose any type of hair that you like from their luxury virgin hair. All natural services to your favorite protective styles are available there at Salon Dewan. They have natural hair care and body care products to maintain your glamorous looks. And they also have a barber on site. So, gentlemen, go ahead and check him out. He is fancy with his clippers. He knows how to give a clean cut. And all of the elements of a salon and spa is there right there at Salon Dewan. And you can go ahead and check her out at www.salondewan.info. Again, salondewan.info, or call her up 202-802-3098. All right, well, we got a wonderful show today. I am so excited. A brand new play is coming out called Before You Say I Do. This is from the producer, playwright, Dee Hannah. And our special guest today is going to be Kiki Haynes. And Shay Williams are going to be joining us to talk more about the play. And then we got my girl talking about What She Say. Gina G is going to be coming in with her segment. Comedian Gina G is going to be joining us. And fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks is going to be bringing us 5 minutes of fitness. And my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, going to be telling us what's going on and trending topics and et cetera, et cetera. Where is he now? Anyway, let's go ahead and get started with the show. I am ready for Kiki. Hi, Kiki. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am fantastic. So everybody knows you from For Better or Worse. Can you just tell a little bit about yourself, Kiki? Like, how long you've been acting? When did you get started?
First of all, thank you for having me on the show. I have been acting. Well, let's just say it this way. I've known that I wanted to be an actor since I was in the sixth grade. So, you know, I went to a live taping of The Cosby Show. I went to, you know, meet the cast, and just being in that studio audience, seeing those actors, you know, on set and hearing how they were just making the audience come alive, I knew right then and there that's what I wanted to do. So, you know, they say that sometimes we're born with certain talents. I like to say that I'm one of them.
And you know what? I think it's so true that, you know, when it's a natural thing, it just seems to happen. It's almost as if God just, you know, you were born with that gift. And so it's destined to manifest in that realm. Wouldn't you agree with that? It is just something that just happens. Yeah, I do too. There's certain things you just can't be taught. It's just got to be a natural thing, I think.
I think so. And you know, I'm a Jersey girl, born and raised in Jersey. So I like to give a shout out to all my people in Jersey.
Jersey, yes.
And I started off there. Started in acting classes in New York, being so close to there. I studied with Earl Hyman. I studied with James Moody. And when I thought that I was really going to take this thing serious, I finally moved to California and LA to LA in 2003, and it took off from there. But as far as who Kiki is actually the most down to earth, chill, non-drama, if you can believe it or not, because I know Keisha on the show is completely opposite. I am so opposite from my character. I actually get to live through her because I am so chill.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I know that comes off in your performance. How did you get the role in For Better or For Worse?
Oh, gosh. They say sometimes, many times, I do believe that God orders your steps, like how you were saying. And at the time that I booked the show, believe it or not, I had taken a break from business. I kind of quit, to be honest. I didn't quit forever, but I just went through a phase where I needed to just take a break and get me together, get my life together. Financially, things were extremely tight. I had unfortunately lost one of my very best friends that year. It was just a lot of drama going on. And I was completely off the scene. And I say that to say that the casting director who was casting for the show, I had met her years ago. And when she was casting for the show, she remembered me. And she called me up on a Monday night, on a Monday night, like 6 p.m. And, asked me, was I available to come in for an audition the next day? Mind you, I hadn't talked to this woman in like a good 2 years. You know how sometimes we believe out of sight, out of mind. When we believe in God, I don't believe that applies. And I went into the audition, and lo and behold, Tyler Perry was there. I kicked butt in that audition, and 2 hours later, I got a call that I booked a part. I was on a flight the very next day going to Tyler Perry Studios. It happened just like that.
Wow, that is so amazing. So even with that, that is such inspiration for so many people. Can you please give, because we're going to get into the play, but I just want to talk about more about people that want to get into acting and things like that. What is a nugget piece of advice that you can give them that are they're so passionate about it, and they might have been waiting a long time, or even they don't even know how to get started? What can you advise them?
My advice to everyone who is starting out is the best thing to do is to get into a really good class, number one, because everybody wants to jump in. Oh, I want to get an agent. Oh, I want to get representation. But if you don't know what you're doing, what's the sense on getting reputation so they can send you to an audition and you not do a great job? So the first thing you should do is know exactly where you are in your craft. Get into a class, hone your skills. And then on top of that, acting class is such a vital place to be for an actor starting out because it's fellowship. People talk. People are sharing auditions. People are sharing, representation auditions and opportunities. So that's a great place to start in so many ways, to network and to hone your craft. And then from there, when you do start being exposed, and even sometimes, people will come to acting classes many times when they're casting projects or when they're looking for talent. When they hear that there's a particular good acting teacher who has some good talent in his or her class, they'll actually pop up at the class and come, and sit in. So, I say to do that. And then also, no matter when you meet people, where you meet people, whatever the situation is, be your best. Be you, but be your best. Because as you heard in my example, the impression that you leave on people, you never know where it's going to take you. This woman, the casting director, I had met her years ago, and she remembered me. She remembered my talent. She remembered my personality. She just remembered me. And when a part came up that was right for me, she called me. And that's the thing that I try to inspire, inspire in people is to trust that when you are doing all the right things, you have a good heart, you're doing the work, you're honing your craft, trust that when the right part comes from you, it will be yours. What's meant for you is meant for you, and you will have it. But just keep planting your seeds and making the best impressions, and never take for granted any opportunity or any situation because you never know who is who. Perfect example. When I first moved to California, I did a Chapman University. Chapman University is a school in California. I did a grad thesis film. Well, lo and behold, that person, his name is Justin Simeon. He's actually the director of Dear White People.
Wow.
He was a college student at the time. You just don't know who is who, so do your best work because best believe I'm trying to be in Justin's next project.
Wow. It is so amazing. And I guess the common goal for everything that you are interested in doing, rather is painting, writing, directing, whatever it is, always be ready. Master your
Yes, always
craft,
be
right?
ready.
Master your craft, have confidence in your craft, have an idea, have a vision. So then when, the people coming to link up with the vision, you'll already have an idea with what's going on. A lot of times I find that people don't have any idea. They just want to do something and they don't have anything written down. They don't have any idea. So when a person is asking you, well, what is your vision? They can only exercise what they have to contribute if you know where you're gonna what you need to go forward. Like, I mean, it's no way that, like, okay, so if you were what kind of actress are you? That's a good thing. A lot of people don't even know what kind of, are you a dramatic artist? Are you a comedic artist? I mean, does it matter? Are you versatile? Like, I mean, if somebody asked you that, what kind of actress would you say that you are?
Me personally, I'm definitely versatile. I studied in all genres. So I studied theater. I've worked in theater. I've worked in film. I've worked in television. So I really don't have a preference. I humbly believe that I'm blessed that I've studied long enough to where I'm comfortable in comedic roles as well as dramatic roles, and I'm comfortable, in theater, which is why I'm here in town, before you say I do, as well as obviously working on TV shows. So that's, I'm pretty well-rounded, but you are absolutely right, especially for a new actor, is to understand where they excel and where they are. Where they shine the best, because that's what you want to go for. You want to get in where you fit in. That's a very popular saying, and it says get in where you fit in. So that way, once you can get in and show off in a certain area, then people will begin to ask you, oh, okay, so I see you doing your thing here, but let me give you a chance over here. But in the beginning, just get in where you fit in.
I know. I love it. I love it. So again, don't limit yourself in any area. You might be funny in some, you don't know if you're funny unless you try to be funny, or you don't know if you can, cry on a spot unless you try. So now we're talking about my man D. Hanna's play, Hit Play, coming out right now, fresh. Before you say I do, how did you get, tell us who all's in this play, first of all.
Well, the play is, like you said, Paul D. Hanna, who is an amazing writer, an amazing playwright, and just an amazing person. This is actually my second time working with Paul. I was actually blessed to work with him, I guess, about 6 years ago in a piece called Redemption of a Dog. This piece actually is going to be so phenomenal. Before you say I do, we got the incredible icon Regina Bell. We have Leon, who actually plays my fiance in the piece. Films like The Temptations, The Five Heartbeats, he's incredible. The funny Jackie Christie, the hilarious Rodney Perry, like you said, Shay. We just Keith Burke. The cast is so talented, and we're having such a great time in our rehearsals. It's so funny because we got to tell ourselves we got to show this Saturday, because right now it's like a party right now. We are just entertaining ourselves.
I know, and you're starting off actually in Richmond, Virginia, and this is where the play is
No,
going to be
actually,
start.
we're
Yes,
starting out
at
in Columbia,
October the
South Carolina.
14th at 8 p.m. at the Ultra Theater. It's going to be there. What were you saying, Kiki?
We're actually starting out this Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina at the, oh my gosh, you made me tongue twisted. We're starting out at the Township Auditorium. We actually kick off the tour
Okay.
this Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina at the Township Auditorium. And then, yes, we go to Richmond next Friday.
Next Friday, that's where I'm gonna be at. I guess I'm super excited. Okay, so this week you're gonna be in Columbia, South Carolina, and
Yes,
it
that's it.
starts this Saturday. And the theater is again
It's at the Township Auditorium.
the Township Auditorium. Okay, Columbia, South Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Greensboro, y'all not too far. Everybody come on and join. Augusta, Georgia, everybody in those surrounding areas, go ahead and get your tickets to Before You Say I Do, and go ahead and see Kiki Haynes with Leon, Regina Bell, Jackie Christie, and Shay Williams and Rodney Perry. And don't forget that
Everybody
if you
needs to come to this. I promise you, because this show is about relationships. And if nothing else is an international language, it is love and relationships. And I promise you, you will either see yourself in one of us, in one of the characters, or you're going to know that's going to be your sister, it's going to be your brother, it's going to be your uncle, it's going to be your neighbor. You are going to recognize the situations in this show. Trust me.
You
You're going to feel
somebody,
like
you know
somebody living your
somebody.
dreams and telling your business.
Yeah, all up in your Kool-Aid. And
All
don't
up in
forget,
your Kool-Aid.
Exactly. And Richmond, Virginia, don't forget, I'm so excited. I put y'all before Columbia, y'all. But listen, they coming right to you October the 14th at 8 p.m. at the Ultra Theater as well. And that's October the 14th. You guys need to write these dates down. And Paul, he is amazing, award-winning playwright. He does some phenomenal work. And you definitely want to see it. He got a live cast. Again, Leon with his fine.
He is.
Girl, that's your fiance
he
up
is.
In that play. Lord Jesus. Okay,
but
girl,
you know
so you can go
you
on
know it. Nice? Beyond him being fine, he's such a sweetheart. He's such a gentleman. It's always nice when the fine ones are gentlemen, isn't it?
It is, girl, beyond. It's amazing. It is amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kiki Haynes, for joining us with your beautiful self. Very well talented. You can check her all the time on for better, for worse. And you definitely got to tune in to everything that she's doing. How can they follow you?
I am on social media on Twitter as I am Kiki Haynes. And I'm on Instagram as Kiki Haynes. And, of course, Facebook. So. I try to stay abreast and, you know, keep you guys posted and post things that I am involved in. So please, please follow me and I will definitely let you know what's coming up next. But this weekend,
you got
I hope
YouTube.
To see...
Don't you got a YouTube channel or something too? Don't you do something with
YouTube?
You
know, I do. And you calling me out right now because I do not keep up with it as much as I should.
So I'm sorry. But listen,
it's
if you. But you know what, Kiki, I want everybody to just, first of all, if they've never even heard of you, because you know this is a worldwide show. So if they just now hearing you for the first time, fell in love with you like I'm doing and the rest of the listeners, and they now know your name, they're probably going to Google you and find out. So if they don't know, they're going to know now. So it's good to at least give them what you do have out there so they can go ahead and get familiar with you and then start following you and linking up with you. So what is that page? So they can start seeing
the YouTube page is the Kiki Haynes update. So when you go to YouTube, you know, youtube.com/ the Kiki Haynes update. And that's Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S.
All right. Well, girl, I'm going to see you in Richmond, okay?
All right. I can't wait to meet you. And thank you so much for having me this morning.
You're such a blessing. Thank you so much for giving the people the jewels that you gave them. I'm sure it's going to take them a long way. And I know it is very inspiring for them and their craft. So thank you for that. Okay. And God bless you. Okay.
You're welcome. God bless you.
All right. Shay Williams, are you with us?
I am here.
Hi. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So Shay Williams is also one of the cast members of Before You Say I Do. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about you, Shay Williams?
I'm an R&B artist from Louisiana, out of Nashville, Tennessee, and I am playing the part of Jessica in the play, one of the couples.
Okay. Well, listen, we are so excited to go ahead and see you. We're telling everybody to go straight to Columbia, South Carolina at the, Township Theater?
Yeah, Township Theater.
At the Township Theater, so they can go ahead and check you guys out and hear your, are you singing in the play as well?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right. Well, we are so looking forward to it. I will be checking you guys out when you are here, well, closer to me in Richmond, Virginia, October the 14th. You'll be there as well at the Ultra Theater. So we're excited about that. You, Leon, Kiki, Regina Bell, Jackie Christie, and Rodney Perry all representing
Funny.
Before You Say I Do, playwright Paul D. Hannah. Can you tell everybody where they can find you at on your social media?
My website is theofficialshay.com and my social media handles is theofficialshay also, and Facebook is Facebook Music. Shay Williams Music, I'm sorry. Shay Williams Music.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us know about this wonderful play. We are super excited about that. Can't wait to see you do your thing, girl. Thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and I know that all the listeners appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. I'll see you in Richmond, right?
All right. See you then.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Now you heard it. Go ahead and get your tickets right now to Before You Say I do. I want to know what I need to know before I say I do. And I know you want to know what you need to know before you say I do. And I know that this is going to be so hilarious, so informative, and just well-rounded. We had Paul D. Hanna on last week, and he, oh my God, his heart for marriage and his heart for, you know, just God's people to just connect and have relationships, healthy marriages and things like that. This is going to be such a blessing. You guys got to go check it out. Hilarious, funny, fine, pretty. Everything is in it, so you definitely want to go check it out. Okay, so now we're getting ready to switch transition. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with my girl, Gina G.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, peace, world. What's going on? It's the Love King, Raheem Devon, and you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Keep it locked right here. Love life.
All right, Gina G, what's going on, girl?
Well, hello, 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 Dr. Gina. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. What'd she say? What's going on? Let's get started.
Hey, honey, I'm really excited about that play I heard my boy Rodney Perry in.
Yes.
Yes, before you say I do. Now, you know I done said I do. Woo, Jesus.
Right.
You got to do some thinking. You know, Beyonce done made that song, Put a Ring On It, got women out here just rushing.
Right, I know.
Didn't tell us nothing that was going on. Didn't tell us what we had to go through once we said I do. So, Lord, before you say I do.
Right.
Ladies, I'm going to need y'all to just figure it out. Dr. Gina, I'm going to need them to figure it out, okay?
Right, right.
So I got my segment. I'm sorry.
Gina,
go ahead, doctor.
Go ahead.
Kind of lost you a little bit. Hold on. Let me get over here.
Come on and find your way,
boom.
Girl.
I found a way. You know he'll make a way.
Yes, he will. What's going on?
Boom. I got you. What'd she say?
Yeah,
That's what she said, Dr. Gina.
Okay.
What she said.
Right.
I just want to talk to my ladies today about a whole little self-love and about my girl who everybody is listening to nowadays is Miss Cardi B. You ever heard of Cardi B?
I have. Bloody
you
shoes.
You have. Number one on the Billboard charts, looking good, got these ladies out here stressing themselves out, Dr. Gina. They not eating. They at the gym. They done got on three or four to wrap. I see you work out and you do your thing for love, but everybody's trying to get like Cardi B, but I'm gonna tell y'all, they need to love who they is. Am I right?
Right.
What she say? She ain't say you gotta be all like Cardi B at all times, lady. Love yourself. You gotta eat right. Am I right, Dr. Gina?
Yes.
Okay, you gotta feel good about yourself. Correct?
Yes.
Do what you do for yourself, ladies. Not for Instagram, not for Facebook. That's why y'all be on the diet for 1 week and then we don't see you on there no more. You got tired. We were trying to follow the journey, Dr. Gina, and it was a journey for 1 week. She thought she was going to be Cardi B in 1 week. Next thing I know, she got the food pictures up. She at the steakhouse. Food porn. Girl,
oh my God, I done seen a lot of that.
What'd you say, Dr. Gina? Food porn.
ladies, we got to love ourselves now. Just take our time. It starts with us. It starts with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, because, you know, it's like you can't be like anyone else. I always tell people that when you look at people on Instagram and you watching their figures and stuff like that, keep in mind that Dr. Kurz and some others they're getting paid a lot of money to do a wonderful job. So unless you trying to take out a loan or you got about $15,000 saved up, are you ready to remortgage your house? You just ain't gonna get that look. If your butt is flat and you ain't got no hips and your waist is square instead of got an S, then I don't care what you do. You got to know what shape you got and give the best one you got. That's all you can do.
I'm telling you.
I mean, other than that, it's going to be laying on the table.
They don't even look like themselves no more.
No. So
they got their eyeballs done.
Right. Everybody's starting to look the same. That's all. Yeah. Everybody looking the same. It's the figure.
Exactly
it's the same Barbie on everybody. Mm-hmm. I want the Barbie.
On everybody. Yep.
And nobody wants the square. They want the Barbie.
Until she get in there and she can't cook. Then they're going to be mad. Girl, what you gonna tell me? You look that good. It don't come with the food accessories. No, not this Barbie. She spent all her money and her time.
But I've seen people that done had the surgeries, and I ain't knocking surgery. You know, do what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Do what you gotta do.
But please make sure that you understand that when you go and get yourself sliced and diced and put this over here and that over there, that when you eat that Whopper, it's still going into the same body.
You better tell it, girl. They thought they left it on the table.
Fat cells with the same hormones, and it's just all you're gonna look like is a big Barbie. That's all.
You're gonna still have the booty.
You're still gonna have the curves and the hips, but you're gonna be big. Yeah. That's it.
You better tell them they thought they left their body on the dance floor like Michael Jackson. No, baby, that body is with you and your spirit. So that Whopper is what you say, doctor. That Whopper gonna go down just as easily. You got to remember.
Right.
Moderation. It's moderation, women. We got to love ourselves, I'm telling you. And like you said, I ain't nothing wrong with going and, you know, but you got to remember, it comes with the consequences. Everything you do is going to have a consequence. So that's your consequence. You're going to have to just eat two sesame seeds off that bun and smell that burger and just keep living your life.
Take the bun off.
Eat the tomato and the lettuce. It got a little bit of sauce on it, and you just keep your day going. We gotta love ourselves.
But since we're talking about surgeries and stuff like that, right? So there is so many things going on. A list of things we got. I just saw something today about some black polish that you put on your teeth. It looked like black tar. And they brushing it on their teeth, and then they they say it make their teeth white in one setting. So in 5 minutes, you put the black stuff on your teeth, you brush the black stuff on your teeth, and your teeth turn white in 5 minutes. And then they...
Dr. Gina, now if they out here selling charcoal, I'm going to be mad because I got my grill outside right now. You telling me I go out here and brush my teeth with this charcoal? They going to be white? Now, you know what? They lucky I got the light match ready kind. I can't put the lighter fluid on me. Dr. Gina, charcoal make their teeth white.
I don't know what it's made of, but it's black. I'm talking about it is black. I just saw it today. It is black.
Really?
I don't know what it is. I don't know, but I just know I was strolling down my thing, and I saw this girl. I think she's an actress too. She was putting this black stuff, brushing it on her teeth, and then she said how her whiter teeth was. And I just said, well, gosh, that looks very harsh. Like, I mean, it's black.
Yeah, like, why do you want to do this? who's is your husband and your man watching you brush your teeth in the morning? Or your day from last night, he's gonna be upset.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I really don't. I don't know what it is. But it's so much going on, you know, such a you know, infatuation about what we see on TV. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to look like somebody they see.
Mm. Yeah, they sure do. That's crazy. I don't know who I want to look like.
Yeah.
You got me thinking about it. Who would I want to look like? I don't know who I want to look like.
Yeah,
I don't got nobody. I ain't got no answers there for you, Doc. Because I don't know. They always think that light-skinned girls is all about something. Let me tell y'all something on the airwaves. All light-skinned girls ain't cute. Now, if y'all don't stop throwing light-skinned girls in this category now, because Tiny thing got her eyeballs and her booty in it, y'all stop putting us all together. We ain't, everybody ain't able, Dr. Gina. Everybody ain't able.
We all
need to sit down, yellows. I know we out here, but we got problems too, fellas. Hello.
Well, listen, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, it's comedian Gina G.
Oh, well, my dears, you can reach me on Instagram at Gina G, Too Funny, the number 2 on Instagram, and on Facebook it is Gina G, T-O-O Funny. That is where you can find me and hook me up and chit-chat. Give me some ideas for what she said.
Because
I'm
going
to be talking about it. Yes. Yes, inbox me, ladies. Let me know. And fellas, I know y'all listening. Y'all probably mad because they getting surgery and eating Whoppers. But you can inbox me anyway.
Tell your family and the VA that they got to go to the Richmond, Virginia before you say I do play. They not that close to Richmond.
Yes, okay. Well, then that's April, Tiffany, and Mama. Hey, Mama, because I know they listening. Y'all go down there now.
Mama.
Catch that play.
Yes,
okay, before I say I do.
October 14th.
Rodney Perry, Leon. Ooh, ain't Leon a little sexy to Leon in there? Y'all gonna see. Yeah. I got one single sister and my mama's single, so they'll be there looking.
All right, Gina G, till next week. What she say?
Yes.
Y'all better tune
what
in.
Bye, darling.
All right, honey bunches. I'll talk to you soon. All right, we're going to shift gears. We talked about body, but so we're not too far off. We talked about surgeries and all that. But who else better to talk to more about fitness and training besides my girl fitness trainer, Elizabeth Brooks? How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing great, Gina. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. What's going on, girl? What do you have for us today?
Well, you know, I have been talking to people so much over the last couple of weeks about this topic. And so, you know, fitness begins with correct thinking. You know, that's my motto. So I want to talk to the audience today about protein and your muscles. And I think that there's a big discrepancy about how much protein people should be eating, how important protein is to your overall wellness program, and I want to see if I can address some of these concerns. The USDA, you know, the federal government puts out their standards for how much protein daily intake we should be getting in, and that protein intake standard is based on a sedentary person. So it's about 0.55 grams of protein per pound your body weight. So if you weighed 100 pounds and you got in a half a gram of protein per pound your body weight, you're getting in about 50 grams of protein per pound, 50 grams of protein per day. But if you are an active, moving, exercising person, that's not going to be enough protein intake for you. So first of all, the amount of protein that you eat is based on so much, okay? So if you want something more specific, you probably need to go see a nutritionist. But for people who are exercising, if you exercise 1 to 2 hours a day, a half a gram of protein per pound your body weight is not going to be enough. You're going to have to try to get closer into 1 gram of protein per pound your body weight. And so this is something I really want to encourage people to do. Not only that, but remembering how important nutrition is to your fitness program is a big deal. You can't just exercise and not deal with your nutrition. And protein is such an important aspect of that. And if you're going to be, one thing that's happening to a lot of people is, you know, especially if you're working those, you know, 8-hour jobs, and some people work in 10 hours, 15 hours with the phones and computers now. If you're not eating every 3 hours, you're losing the benefit of the energy food can be giving you, as well as the increased metabolic activity that your body gets from increased meals per day. So baseline, you should be eating, most people should be eating 5 to 6 meals a day. So people talk about, oh, those smaller meals and grazing all day. Okay, if it makes you feel better to state it like that, yes, state it like that. Or you can think 3 larger meals and 2 smaller meals in the middle, like these little snacks. Either way, we need to be eating more multiple meals in a day, because you know, just eating breakfast and then, you know, skipping everything in the middle and not eating again till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that is what's causing people to have problems taking off body fat. So I want to nitpick this a little bit, because you, first of all, you can't just exercise and work out. If you got the workouts going on, you got your weight training going, you're stretching and you're doing your cardio, and you're not getting the results out of your fitness program that you want, you must look at your nutrition. Your nutrition is one of the primary reasons you may not be getting the results you're looking for. Let's look at the protein. Remember, your body can't build muscle in the absence of protein. So you need, if you're exercising, you need that protein to help put on that muscle mass, to help maintain muscle mass. And it's better to get your protein in real food, you know, your eggs, you know, your vegetable proteins, your, you know, your lean, hearty meats. Versus, you know, powders. But if that's the only way you can get your protein intake, and especially in those smaller meals like mid-morning and mid-afternoon, go ahead and have the protein bar or protein shake. So I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about the protein, how that connects to your exercising, how that facilitates increased muscle mass, and, you know, and how it's also connected to, you know, keeping, you know, that balanced diet that, you know, we're all looking for. You cannot just exercise and not deal with the nutrition people. So let's keep that in mind.
I love it. That is great information. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. How can everybody get in touch with you?
Okay, no problem. I love you guys. Remember, fitness begins with correct thinking. If you want to reach me, you can go on my website, www.thinkingcorrectly.com, and I will be happy to answer any questions you guys have. Okay, it's so good talking to you all every week. And Gina, I hope you're taking care of yourself. It was great seeing you in class today.
It was fantastic. As always, I love working out with you. It's such a treat every single time.
I'm so glad.
All right, Ms. Brooks, I'll see you again this week.
All right.
Until next time. All right. Well, we're going to shift gears again with my main man, comedian A-Train, is going to be joining us in 1 second. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back to you.
Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
All right. What's going on, comedian A-Train?
What's going on, Dr. G? Long time no hear.
Yes, man. You were missed last week.
Man, I missed you guys last week as well. It threw my whole vibe off. I was like, you know, when you remove the cheese, man. It's like, hey, my rhythm is off. What's going on? Then I realized you know, I was on this end running, and you guys had things going on that end. So it's good.
Yes,
good to be
but
back.
You were missed. So yeah. Go ahead and tell us well, first of all, I know you got a lot to tell us about your wonderful weekend in Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida, with your mentor, your friend, D.L. Hughley. I want to get into that, but we got to get into trending topics real quick, please.
Absolutely.
I know that you've been following everything while it's hot off the press. I've been seeing videos, and I'm just, you know what? It was a point that I just didn't have anything to say, and I'm trying not to say anything still, but it's getting harder and harder. I saw a video of this of the president. I wanted to say this man, but he is the president. I saw the video of him throwing paper towel. Is that false news, or did that really happen?
That is as real as that as that golden toupee on his head. Listen, this man is unbelievable. I mean, just some of the skill sets that you notice over the course of time that he lacked is just appalling. I mean, and what's amazing is it appears that everybody is getting their turn, you know, so to speak. It's like each social group, you know, has their day, and he just sends off offenses, you know, around the clock. And it's like everybody has their turn. And now it's down in Puerto Rico with this storm, you know.
Wow.
You know, a few weeks ago, it was, you know, him on the NFL players, and not just the athletes, but their mamas. I mean, what sitting president curses out your mama? I don't understand that. It's like, are you kidding me right now? So, you know, some of this stuff, man, you have to laugh to keep from crying. It's just utterly amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I am. Wow. That is something. I saw that and I was outdone. I heard through the news reports about the NBA being threatened that they are not allowed to take a knee. What is your thoughts about that?
I mean, I definitely you know, agree I agree with Colin Kaepernick with bringing things to light, you know. And I definitely agree with how you know, I mean, we're exercising our right, man. And it's never been about the flag, you know. It's not about the disrespect of, you know, some of the things that the other side of the table is trying to make it about. You know, Colin Kaepernick has been very clear on his state, his movement, the things that he's resisting, you know, and the things that he's trying to bring to the forefront. So, and he's been consistent in that. So I don't understand why, you know, people try to make it out to be something that it's not. And I don't understand how they could not understand what this man is doing, you know. So it is what it is, you know.
I just don't understand how it got so far out of it. Just went all the way to the left when it's really just something. I mean, it's the depths of the importance of why he kneeled down in the first place is so real today and relevant. I just don't know why we just couldn't keep it there. You know what I mean? Like, this thing has just gone over and oozed out into this whole thing that I feel like it was necessary for everybody to finally, I guess, who didn't believe that racism still existed or there's a divide or a lack of respect of people's rights. I mean, all of that stuff is for us to know. I mean, if you didn't think that you thought you had rights, I think now you're seeing really how much freedom we really do have in this nation. I think that's, I think we have really been exposed to the lack. It's almost like, oh yeah, they think that they got freedom, but we'll just let them think that. But we're really running things until that is really challenged. We literally do believe that we are free in this country.
Mhm. Mhm. I mean, and so many things are just swept under the rug, you know. And some of them, for the most part, they're left out, not even swept under the rug, because at least before you can sweep something under the rug, you first have to acknowledge it And for a great portion of the things that Colin Kaepernick is talking about, it's not even being acknowledged, you know? Just like they're telling him now and telling some of the other players. It's like, you know, pick some other time to protest or pick some other time to, you know, to talk about your politics. But, you know, they don't want it in the court system. It's not showing up in the police system. It's not showing up in the judicial system. It's not showing up, you know, in the streets. And it's not showing up in the White House. Exactly where would you want somebody to bring it up? And when is a good time to bring it up, you know? So it is what it is. It's just the vibe. It's the rhythm of this country. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've been conditioned to, you know, fight the way that we're fighting, you know, and especially coming off the heels of Dick Gregory's homegoing and listening to, you know, some of the things that he pioneered and some of the things that he fought for and continued to fight for. You know, where we are today, you know, we're just picking up that same baton, you know, and speaking up for those that do not have a voice, you know, in this country. So, I mean, it's just, it is what it is, you know. I heard D.L. Hughley say that President Obama is who we aspire to be, but President Trump is who we really are.
Wow.
You know? And I mean, you know, just like they talked about, you know, with this mass shooting that took place over the weekend, which was horrible, such a horrible devastation. You know, and
yeah, I was going to get into that. Mm-hmm.
And the victims involved. I mean, that's just, I couldn't even imagine being in a situation like that. But you know, when you look at some of the laws that we have on the books, you know, what took place over the weekend is really like putting two and two together, and you come out with four. Especially with Trump just, you know, allowing where people with mental illness being able to purchase assault rifles. And the thing is, because everybody keeps talking about, oh, this isn't an act of terrorist. This guy was mentally ill. Something was wrong with him. Well, guess what? The laws that we have in place allow this mentally ill person to do just what he did, you know, over the weekend. And we, you know, at some point we have to do something. It's always troubling to me when, like, say, like the people who are protesting in the street, you know, we have a certain chant. We have a certain rhythm that we put out about, you know, praying, you know, banding together or trying to make aware, you know, bring awareness of a particular act. But it troubles me when you have people on the other side of the law or the people at the table, when they start mimicking and repeating the same thing that's happening in the streets. And the issue that I have with that is, it's like, okay, well, we're in the streets and we're saying what we're saying to bring awareness. And we're talking about praying, we're talking about banding together, because that's really the extent of what we can do on our level. But when you have people that sit at the table and who have the ability to make these changes, when they start saying what the people in the street says, that confuses me. It's like, no, I don't want you chiming in on what we're saying. I need you to do what your seat allows you to do. Because we can't do that. You know what I mean? So that's when it really gets scary to me, because it can almost communicate a sense of hopelessness. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we must continue to fight. We must continue to believe and, you know, and try to stand up for what is right for all mankind. And we have to get to that place of peace to where we can live together and just kind of at least be in favor of what the laws have on the books for all mankind, whether you're a minority, you know, or not. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I agree with you 100%. I think that you spoke it well for a lot of the things that are on people's hearts and minds as of today. I mean, there's just so much going on. You know, like I said, it's one devastation after another. And, you know, I think that it's an awakening for those that have just kind of, you know, out of sight, out of mind, or just have gotten weary and tired. You know, I've been hearing everyone wanting to express love, you know, tell somebody you love them. And it's so true. You never know when a moment will come where devastation can be right at your doorstep. We're so close to it at this point that we should take it as if it is right at our doorstep. Everybody's issue should be everybody's issue at this point. You know, even the murder, you know, the guy that murdered all those people, I mean, that's, those are many people's coworkers, and, you know, they went to school with them, colleges with them. I mean, somebody around the nation knew somebody that was at that concert. It was so many people that were affected. So it is getting closer to our doorstep. And even the murders, you know, of our Black young men, you know, the police brutality, all of that stuff right in the neighborhoods. I mean, it's right underneath your nose. It should not have to be at your door, inside your living room, on top of you in bed, for you to realize how close you are to a devastation. I mean, it's really now to take action, you know. So not only expressing love, not only, you know, going into prayer, not only, you know, starting to go to church and having a relationship with God, but we also need to have relationship with our politicians. We need to start meeting with, you know, the mayor and the governors, and when they're having meetings, and when you have an opportunity, write a letter. And I'm speaking even to myself. It's things that we have to get involved with. And even though we've done some things, like, say, for instance, even with me, and I know we're going to get into D.L. Hughley, you know, I did some, you know, politician work at one time, and it was a law that we were standing for the church, and we didn't win in one of the states. And I understand that you could put the labor in, and I understand that you could believe and you could pray, and sometimes it just doesn't work out the way you think that it should work out. But it doesn't mean that it's over. Our voices still need to be heard. That was just one battle. There's so many more battles, and I'm preaching to myself as well. You know, there's so many battles, and I just think that if we didn't put down our weapons at any time, I think that our momentum of being overcomers and victors would be so, we would have so many more victories than we are having getting knocked down and having to pick and peel ourselves back up off the ground. So I'm speaking to us as a world. You know, us as a world. This is a worldwide internet. Speaking to everybody, listen, this is a national thing for the United States, but I'm also asking for some of our allies, some of the people that love on us and we love on you guys, London, Israel, Australia, all of Africa, Laos, all of you places, you know, we love you guys and we need your support just as much. So even if it's words of encouragement or even sowing a seed or whatever in some of our organizations, you know, to help us get the word out. I mean, you know, iron sharpens iron. We have to come up and do the same thing for you guys as you would do for us. But I think this is a human nature thing. I don't even think it's like your nation, my thing. I mean, because think about all of the other countries that same thing happened. What was that in Australia, that the concert and they shot and killed all those people there? Wasn't that in Australia last year?
We've had so many incidents. You lose track.
Yeah, it was something I can't remember.
They had an incident in Paris, you know, with
Paris. That's right.
Yeah. So, you're right.
We have, it's a humanitarian thing, and it's not a Black thing or white thing or the United States thing. It's just all of us. So I love platforms like this, and I'm so glad that we can freely talk about this stuff, you know, A-Train. And I know that your heart is so in it because you do the research and everything. So I do appreciate your knowledge and your input on bringing this in. So tell us about D.L. Hughley and the Comedians Weekend. Y'all had a comic weekend.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But before I go into that, you know, just to wrap up, you know, what was trending, we had President Obama to announce that, you know, he's going to be launching a movement that's going to empower people throughout the country and in our inner city, you know, to be the change, you know, that we want to see. So it's exciting to see Barack Obama and the Obama Foundation, you know, back on in the saddle again. So be on the lookout for that. You know, and for those of you that want to know more about it, you just go to President Barack Obama's foundation page on Facebook. There's a video there that he released the other day, talking about, you know, how they're going to launch it and how they're going to get started on that. So if you're interested in playing a part in making our world better, you know, this isn't, you know, a political thing, you know, like Dr. Gina said, this is a humanitarian thing. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So, and also with this weekend, like you say, it was a full weekend of comedy. We did 7 sold out shows in 4 days at the Comedy Zone here in Jacksonville with one of the original kings of comedy, Mr. D.L. Hughley himself. And it was an honor and a pleasure to be on that platform playing jokes, you know, and sharing the stage with the mentor, man. I'm telling you, I had a blast.
7 shows sold out.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We did 1 show Thursday. We had 2 shows on Friday, 2 shows on Saturday, and they had to add an additional show on Sunday, and which made it 2 shows as well. So that came out to be 7 sold out shows, man, for over the weekend. So, you know, DL is I'm telling you, man, he's a master when it comes to the stand-up comedy. In my opinion, he's a surgeon with it, you know, and it's just awesome, you know, to be a part of that platform. So yeah.
Love it. And you have a show coming up, and I'm excited. It's October the 22nd, right?
It's October 20th.
October 20th.
Yeah, October 20th. It's a Friday night right here in Jacksonville, Florida at the Ritz Theater. It'll be myself and Zaynab Johnson. I have an all-female lineup. I got one of the hottest female DJs here in the city, DJ Kiki. She's going to be on the ones and twos. I got a female surprise for you all. And you know we got a female headliner, which is Zaynab Johnson. And I'm telling y'all, ladies, definitely come out. This will be a night where you can make it, you know, get some of your girlfriends and y'all come out and have a good time. Fellas, definitely come out and support, you know, because the ladies will be in the house. And I'm telling you, man, this right here is getting ready to be in harmony of how girls rock. So I wanted to do a show, you know, to kind of show some love to the ladies, man. And, you know, so that's why I booked Zaynab Johnson to come in, and I got a whole female lineup. So it's going to be awesome. Get them tickets.
Sounds like loads of fun, and y'all need to go get your tickets because I challenged people to go ahead and purchase 2 tickets for some people so they can be able to go, just so we want to contribute something to Florida and what they had to endure with the flooding and the hurricane and stuff like that. And I'm giving my tickets. I'm so excited to be doing that. And I'm also challenging you guys out there listening. Don't forget, it's October the 20th, so you still got a little time. But go ahead and get those tickets so they can be a blessing to someone that may have not been able to rebuild. They might be living in one room right now because the rest of their house is flooded, or it might be mildew, any effect by the flood. You definitely want to give somebody a chance to smile for a moment, you know. And I'm sure that they wanted to go to the D.L. Hughley show, but they couldn't. But guess what? You can be a blessing so they can make it to the next A-Train experience.
That's right.
All right, so A-Train, how can they get tickets? Tell them that real quick, and we got to close out.
Call the box office. Yes, call the box office at area code 904-807-2010. That's area code 904-807-2010. Or you can go to online at Ticketmaster.com or JackEvent.com.
All right, and follow him on everything. Do it again and see what happens. And A-Train Experience Facebook, okay? Do it again and see what happens. Facebook,
yep,
Instagram.
A-Train Live on Facebook. A-Train Live on Twitter. And do it again and see what happens on Instagram. Yep.
All right. Well, love you so much, bro. It's never enough time, but God's going to expand our time. We're going to be able to have more time together. But listen, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We had such a great time. So much power going on this 1 hour. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next Wednesday, take care of you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny, loving you, Dr. Gina.